Hello and welcome to the third call in our Alchemy series. And definitely this has the potential to be a game changer. I said it on the email. And it's all about mastering your state. Because if you can do this, let's face it, you can do absolutely anything. It's what holds people back. You know, they really haven't trained themselves to take charge of their emotional states. So a lot of the questions that I have coming in during the weeks, really, this webinar would answer most of them, to be honest, because, you know, when people get stuck in disappointment and goals they set haven't come to pass, then they're getting stuck in that lower state. You need to be able to shift mental gears. You need to have your past working for you. We touched on it in the first webinar on flow, but I want to dive a lot deeper into it here. I want to finish off with an unconscious process that you can go back to over and over again and practice. Practice really getting out of those lower states, moving into those higher states, moving from one positive state to another, stacking states, which you can do as well, so that you can feel the way you want to feel whenever you want to feel that way, right? And that's what people don't realize. So this webinar, brilliant if you've got team members that are pushing your buttons and pulling you down. You know, how do you deal with those? Fantastic if you've got family members that are pushing your buttons, right? If you want to have better quality one-to-ones, right, and bring the states that you want to bring in and be in into those encounters, then, again, this is the call for you. If you want to do better on the phone, right, because in your interpersonal communications, you're going to join the other person's map of the world, or they're going to join yours. And obviously, you want them to join your map of the world. The same with your team, the same when you're giving presentations. So generally speaking, what happens when I talk to people is, you know, they might be fearful of going out there and talking to strangers, talking to their warm list, basically because they can feel intimidated by certain people. They perceive that some people are at a higher level than them. And, you know, if you're faced with negativity, then some people will say, well, I feel defensive around this person. I feel negative around this person. It's like they're sucking me in. I feel powerless, fearful, doubtful. So generally speaking, when I have people come back to me saying, how do I deal with this? Then the underlying structure is that you're actually saying that somebody else or something external is responsible for the way that you feel about anything. And ultimately then, the question has got to be, who is in the driving seat here, right? You've got to be in the driving seat and not allow your emotions to control you, okay? Now, as always, you can relate what we're talking about here to the different steps in the alchemy formula, right? And especially in the areas of the belief and letting go of the attachment, right? You need to obviously be more in charge of your emotional states. But, it really counts in the whole formula here, because for you to hold on to your outcome when there's so much opposition, so much overwhelm, that again is all about you being in charge of your mind and your emotions. And of course, you know, most people don't look at it this way, that they're in charge of their states of mind and emotions. They think their states of mind are determined by the weather, the economy, by these externals. And the truth is that none of these things are responsible for your emotional state, okay? It's whatever thoughts that you accept and then run through your mind and the emotions that follow that. So if your emotions, again, are hinged on externals, then you're going to be in for even more of an emotional roller coaster of a life, because obviously if you look back on it now, it's pretty much been like that. So this is going to be really cool to help you overcome certain fears that you have, whether it's a fear of public speaking or picking up the phone or, you know, again, closing the deal, really going all the way and not falling to pieces when you're asking for the money, for example. So the fear that people have, it really does hold them back, right? It holds us back from succeeding in our business and in life, because we want to seize the moment. We want to go for it. But again, those it's like a phobic response that we talked about before. It just comes up and it talks us out of our greatness. So it really is essential to overcome these fears. Yeah? So you could have, again, fears around money or, well, the list is endless, getting on the phone, closing the sales. And as you know, you got to leave that comfort zone and get comfortable out there, find your flow, right? And you got to get your message across to people, and you got to invite people to take action no matter what. And we talked about it before, a lot of people have unconscious expectations of failure before they go into situations. And it really is all because we just don't manage our state. And I'd like to just, you know, go in there and just break it all down for you so that you see even logically how you can absolutely take charge of your emotions and change your state in an instant. And that is so empowering when you realize that. You know, that no matter how negative you're feeling, no matter how stuck and overwhelmed you are, that in the same way that you talk yourself into those states, you can literally talk yourself out of it and switch into a more empowering state in an instant. And if you do that over and over and over and over again, then it is, I believe, the greatest capacity that you can actually learn. So what happens, again, with people is they're really so distracted by the externals that causes them to have an average mindset, really. And if you have the fears and anxieties around anything, it's just a negative emotional response that literally takes over. And the interesting thing, of course, about any of those fears and anxieties is that you can feel that way by not actually doing anything. In fact, you feel that way because mostly we spend too much time thinking about it, right? So you sit here and you can think of the things that you need to do in your business that you're hesitating on, and you'll notice, even as you think about it now, that you can get this maybe feeling of heaviness or stress, and you'll notice the location that it's in your body. It can be around the solar plexus area, or it can be in your mind or whatever. So the fear to do with anything going on in your life right now is a negative emotion in response to thinking about doing something, and it's generally coming from your past experience, right, of that whatever it is that you're thinking of doing, okay, that past event. So it's all in the imagination. That's the interesting thing about it. We talked a lot about the imagination, the power of the imagination. Remember, it said that Einstein came up with his theory of relativity just by imagining it, sitting in his office, looking out his window, daydreaming, imagining. And the power of imagination has the power to change the world. It has the power to change your world when you master your emotional responses, right, and create what it is that you want. So truly we can say that imagination, it rules our world. Everything starts out as an idea in our imagination, just like where you want to go in your business, right, starts out as an idea. And the question is, are you going to follow through? Are you going to follow the formula and make that a reality? Okay? So I think this is going to speak to a lot of people, this particular call, because just in a very practical way, can't you see even logically that if you start to make more choices, right, empowering choices that allow you to switch states, right, and go down a different pathway in your mind, that just making a few extra calls a day because of that, and doing that every day, and doing it over the year, where would your business be? You know, just think about that. How much more you could do if you were just to take a little bit more control over your emotions. Now, I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do when you haven't trained to do this, right? Because when you're in the midst of despair, disappointment, and negative, and that thought gets underway, you know how difficult it can be to pull yourself out of that. I know it, you know it, right? And that's why you've got to get used to practicing this, right? That you can, in the midst of a negative situation, suddenly just switch into a different state, pull yourself out of that. And to the degree that you can do that will be the degree that you move forward fast. Yeah? So just thinking about doing something, right? Because something has happened in our past, which has caused us to link this big overwhelming fear response with that trigger, whether it's getting on the phone and maybe you're linking it up to some negatives there, or the feeling of rejection, or maybe you've had some bad experiences there. Again, it just overwhelms us. And, you know, we react, right? They're reactive patterns. We react in the same way as if it were a threat to our lives, like we went into this serious meltdown, right? And let's face it, you don't actually die if you make that series of calls and someone says no. You're still here. You're still around, right? But we do respond to these things in a very negative way. And where does it all come from? Well, of course, it comes from that time in our lives that's called the imprint period, right? And that's really any time before the age of, well, it varies, 9 to 11, a lot of psychologists say, because sometimes when these negative events happen to us, right, we learn it, right? We learn these fear responses, such as, again, being told off or being humiliated, like I was, or I felt that way in front of, you know, all these people as a kid in my school play. And your mind just photographs it. That's what happens, right? It becomes imprinted. So the fear of spiders, fear of dogs, fear of heights, fear of water, okay, the fear becomes so overwhelming. It literally becomes an unconscious response, okay? But here's the thing that I want you to start to really grasp here, and I know you've covered some of this ground before, so it should really tie it all together for you nicely moving forward here. But all of these experiences, these memories, they absolutely only exist in our imagination. But as you know, the imagination is a very potent and powerful thing. But it's like this library that stores absolutely everything that's ever happened to you in there. So where, it's a great question, where is your past? Where is your actual past? Okay, well, it exists only in your imagination. Okay, so you have to go in there and flick through all these memories, and whatever has made the most impression on us, we tend to latch on to, and that tends to overshadow everything else. Ever talk about an event? I could have even when you're at the global rally there or something, and you know, people who are at the same event have a totally different experience. Just like people on this call, everyone's having a totally different experience, depending on the type of day that you've had, the type of week that you have, the programming, where you're coming from, where you're at in your life and your business. So often, same event happening, but you're getting something completely different from it, or some event that happened, you remember it totally different. Yeah, so you may as well have been at two different events. So your fear exists in the past, and when you remember that past in the present and try to make up your future based on that, then that's when you have overwhelm, right? You have those negative emotional responses, okay? So from a scientific point of view, then we can talk about, in neuroscience, we'll talk about the amygdala, that almond-shaped set of neurons located deep in the brain's temporal lobe that's been shown to play a key role in the processing of emotion, right? And it forms part of the limbic system. So when we get stuck in overwhelm and anxiety and depression and stress, right, and all these phobias, right, these are suspected of being linked to the abnormal functioning of the amygdala. Okay, you get this disturbance, this imbalance in the amygdala that affects your frontal lobe, cuts you off from the frontal lobe. It can't function. It's distracted, right, by the rumblings in the amygdala. So your frontal lobe, your creative brain, right? You ever find, I can't concentrate, you say that, I can't think straight. Well, that's what's happening there. And the interesting thing about all of that is it just starts out as a negative thought, right, that sends a message deep inside of your brain to the thalamus that sends it to every other part of your brain. And the rest of the brain simply believes in this thought that you dreamed up, where somebody said something to you that just reinforced a program of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, or somebody tried to put you down, you know, and maybe tells you you're not a great leader, you know, you're upline, downline, someone like that, right? And the rest of the brain takes it on board as being true, because that old reptilian brain can be rather dumb, to be honest. So it takes information from the outside world and reacts to it, believes it to be true, even if it isn't. So think about it. Not too much now. But, you know, is it really true that you're not good enough? Is it really true that you're not a great leader? None of that's true. When you really get in touch with your true essence and your true power and what's really going on in there, you can achieve any of those results that those people are getting up on the stage because they used to be in the same place that you're in. Regardless of whether it's someone picking up $1 million check or a $50,000 check or whatever it is, you can do the same thing. You got the same power to do that. And of course, you know, according to the research, you know, we can put you into a brain scan machine. And again, when you're stuck in those negative beliefs and negative emotions, your whole brain is going crazy on a brain scan. Yeah. And if you don't do anything about it and really learn how to master your state here and change that programming, then you're always going to be at the mercy and the whim of your past programming. It'll continue to control you. It'll continue to keep you in a box. And that's the wonderful thing about neuroplasticity, right? That we can choose to put our attention onto something else. Now, remember, I've said over and over again from the get-go here, we're trained to scan for the negative in our lives. We're just conditioned into looking at, you know, what's going wrong and the messes in our lives and what we're not achieving. And we've got to switch that around. No matter how hard it can be initially, you've got to start switching that around. So are you with me? Does that make sense so far? Yeah? And can you see the slides and all that as well? Are you moving along with that too? Okay, great. Awesome. So let's have a look at a few things that I want you to practically start doing here. Okay. Just before I do that, actually, you know, people get stuck, right? They get stuck in all these things, stuck in unhappiness, stuck in their financial problems, understandably, right? In their health issues. I mean, you know, if you've got a health issue, suddenly that springs up. Of course, all your attention is going to go into the worry about that, right? Into your relationship problems, into this constant underlying state of worry. And people, of course, the most common question I'm getting all the time is, how do you get out of that? How do you stay positive when, you know, some of these things are rearing their ugly head? You know, how on earth do you do that? And the truth is, in any one day, countless thoughts, as you know, hundreds of thousands of thoughts go through our minds. And, you know, I've discovered that those thoughts that we give the most attention to are the ones that are more likely to happen, good or bad. So we all have thoughts of success and the achievements we would like to have. However, when we think about some of these goals, often the opposing thoughts of failure, the obstacles, the fears, the opinions of others also rise up to sabotage us. And of course, as we know, these thoughts will discourage us from even trying, from giving it a go. Okay? So, yet, all of the greatest achievements all begin with those ideas and thoughts, like I said. So it is necessary to be able to focus on the thoughts that you want, the feelings that you want to be feeling, to the exclusion of the negativity. Okay? Whatever you focus on will grow. And of course, I've mentioned this over and over again, but whatever, you know, we're on autopilot, and many people are running on a negative autopilot. Right, because the setting can read disaster because people have left it to their own devices. And the negative experiences or negative programming can impact, according to research, on 95% of every second of your life. And for some people, it's 100%. They're constantly just stuck in that. So, you know, at the moment, what is your autopilot set for? Well, look around at your life. Okay, look around at the results. Are you stopping and starting? Is it hit and miss? Are you still finding that your goals are eluding you? Well, again, like I've said before, we're constantly influenced by the wave of conditioning from our past. Yeah? So your autopilot could be set for unhappiness or struggle or even failure. Right? And now, obviously, we're working on that. You're turning that around. And hopefully, you are diving deeply into this, right? And you're listening to those blueprints and you're doing whatever you can to really stack the odds in your favor. Yeah? Because the truth is, in the same way that we can learn phobias, you can actually learn success and wealth and happiness. You can actually just put that in there to the deeper part of the mind and have it happen. Here's an interesting question. If I was to ask you now, right, are you happy or unhappy in your life? Okay? Just observe what answer comes up. Now, we talked about happiness in the first week and the importance of being happy now, but also being happy and excited about a future you're moving towards. But to answer that question, you actually performed an amazing feat. You had to look into your mind, search through a lifetime of experiences, weighed them all up, right? And whatever stood out the most was your answer. So your mind literally flicks through thousands upon thousands of imprints. And that's the interesting thing. Like if unhappiness, a few negative situations have made a deeper impression, then that's going to determine your answer. So whether you say I'm very unhappy with my life or I'm very happy in my life, I'm a disaster in relationships, I'm great in relationships, I'm brilliant in business on the phone, I'm a disaster in that area, it depends on what's made the deepest impression on you. So again, hopefully you can wrap your mind around that because it's super important moving forward. So people often say, well, and they identify, I am a failure, I am depressed, I am, you know, a bad leader, whatever. So if you can just look at the research and realize as high as 80 to 95%, right, of who we are and our lives is decided and influenced by what's stored, right, in our unconscious. So think of all of these imprints in there as like a tide that impacts on every second of your life. So I've showed you this picture before, but we're influenced by this tide, and it's either positive or negative. Okay, so the tide, if it's a negative tide, then everything that you do can be a struggle. So maybe you're finding that, you know, your goals are eluding you and you're getting disappointed because you're not hitting your targets and you're working super hard and nothing is working out. What do you do then? Just realize that, you know, you're still battling against that negative tide. It will turn around, right? But right now, remember, you could still be living under residual of your past negative programming. Like people often say to me, well, I was stuck in depression for a long, long time. Well, you know, you could be still really suffering from the effects of that, okay? That's all. But you can change it, and you can change it in an instant, and you can change it long-term, the deeper programs. So the other thing to realize with these unconscious imprints is they're not stored logically, right? And again, I've talked to you about this before, but just to reinforce it, if you have 9 very good experiences and 1 very bad, it's possible that the bad experience could have made such a negative imprint, an impression on you, that it completely overshadows the good stuff, okay? And that's what can happen. And that is happening with people a lot. Yeah. Now, the good thing is that if you can get the good things that have happened to you and re-imprint those, right, then it can start to overshadow the bad. So the negatives, we know this already, are deeply imprinted. And it really is kind of like, you know, you can either look inside your mind. Remember I talked about Richard Branson, and Richard Branson says, you know, I can't remember the bad things in my life. I can only remember the good. That's a level of mind, right, that you need to reach as well, where you can just look inside your mind, and instead of the dark things that stand out in the library of your mind, all those stored imprints, you can turn that around and you can start to really reach for the great stuff and start to brighten those up. And I promise you, that's why I'm saying this call here, when I learned this stuff, it made all the difference in the world to my whole life and just my level of happiness. And, you know, instead of waking up with a knot in my stomach of worry because I was drawn on the negative stuff in my mind, it was standing out more, right? When I started to brighten up my mind and really, really not just think about, not just write down, but relive the great things that happened to me, then eventually what happens is you wake up in the morning and you look inside your mind and your mind is supported. It doesn't matter what negative stuff shows up in the day, the tide is going in your direction, right? And your mind is your best friend. And that's what we're looking to achieve here, all right? Now, the other thing to take note of here is that the other key determining factor in how we feel moment to moment is the pictures, sounds, and feelings, right? And the self-talk, the sense of smell, olfactory, gustatory taste that we make in our imagination, all right? So you can literally start to change how you feel right now just by selecting the different pictures, sounds, and feelings, self-talk in your mind, and add in more detail like the senses of smell or taste. So those internal representations, as they're called, which are just the five senses, okay, they really do determine how we feel moment to moment. And if you take control, take charge of those, of course, then you're going to be able to take charge of your experience of life. So you're not going to get stuck in a negative when someone doesn't show up for a BP, when someone says they're going to join and then they don't, when someone joins and they do nothing, right? You're going to be able to let go of that faster and faster once you really grasp this. It's so empowering. It really is. So to people who say, and I do get this question a lot, I don't see pictures. Yes, you do. Remember, everyone has the ability to see pictures. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be able to find your car and drive home, right? What does your front door look like? What color is it? Again, what side is the handle on? You have to flick up a picture in your mind of that, yeah? Now, for most people, the pictures are not of photo quality. They're not photo quality, but you can learn to bring up the quality, right? And similarly, we all have the ability to talk to ourselves in a more empowered way, to make the sounds in our mind louder and clearer, okay, and to amplify all the positive feelings. How do you do that? Well, you can imagine it like the remote control of your mind, but just telling yourself, right, internally that your picture is becoming bigger and brighter and more colorful, it will start to happen, like I, you know, do all the time in the blueprints, yeah? So here's a couple of things then that I want you to start to take note of here. And thank you for participating and letting me know that you're hearing me loud and clear. I know some of you are still battling with the technologies of not being able to see the slides. You know, like I just got my new Mac and I just had to download the Adobe Flash Player to see the slides on my computer. Okay, so sometimes you might need to update some of the software on your computer or the same with your iPad as well, okay? And Lena's just saying she just had to log in and log out again and then she got it. Okay, cool. Brilliant. And I love that you're now an autopilot, the autopilot of positivity. Excellent. Very cool. So here's what I'd like you to do. We're going to just go into the nitty-gritty of, well, how do you do this? How do you start to, you know, go in there and bring forth all of the great things that have happened? So you look inside your mind eventually and, you know, you just feel good for no real reason that you have all those imprints standing out. You know, that you feel happy because, again, the happy memories have made the greater imprint. And the interesting thing is, if that's happening, then you're going to attract more great people, more great circumstances to you presently, and you're going to start to create the future that you want, right? Whereas if you start keep experiencing the negative stuff from your past, let that influence you, then you're going to attract more of that in your future, okay? Because your mind will search for that, you see. So the first part, and I asked you to do this, but I want you to do it in more detail now in the first call, but it is to identify the greatest hits in your life, right? All of the best wins in your life. You pick out all the best memories, right? And you can take note of this. That one of the key secrets to success is the ability to retrieve your best wins from your past and imprint them deeper so they make a greater impression. The good stuff needs to boldly stand out, right? And if you do it, and it doesn't take, you can do it in an afternoon, to be honest. You can actually spend a whole afternoon, the same time as you'd watch a movie, just going through the greatest hits of your life. And here's how I suggest that you do it. If you'll see on the little panel there on your left-hand side, I have the memory management PDF, right? So you could just download that, print it off, and then just go through each decade of your life and just retrieve the good things that you can remember. And you'll be surprised, right? Things that you've totally forgotten about that don't mean maybe much to you now, but they meant a huge amount to you as a kid or as a teenager, right? I noticed when I did this, it made such a massive difference because I was glancing over my teen saying, you know, I wasn't very confident generally. And, you know, there was a lot of negative stuff that I had to overcome. But there were some amazing things that happened. And when I started to remember those, you realize that there was something looking out for you all the time, something moving you in the direction of where you wanted to go and where you are now, ending up even in your forever business. So, yeah, you know, I could think of the wonderful relationships that I had and, you know, the great achievements I achieved in sport and, you know, getting my first job and getting my first paycheck and all those things, right, that I'd forgotten about. When I went back and wrote them out and then relived them, going back there using all the senses and started to just, as if I could press play on my life recorder, it made a massive difference because then, you know, the negative memory of me being fearful as a speaker as that seven-year-old kid soon got overshadowed by the good things that happened. And then I was able to draw on the positive resources as a speaker, and there have been endless, endless amazing things that happened. And now, when I look into my mind, only for the purpose of telling the stories will I bring up any of those zero-to-hero type situations. But I can't feel the negative effects of those memories. I just can't feel them. Right? I only, just like Branson was saying, I can only feel the good stuff. And I can only retrieve the good things. It's pretty cool. So if you can find resources, memories like that, that you can run over and over and over again in your mind, right? Then, again, you're well on your way to brightening up the different compartments of your mind so that your mind, your past, is influencing you in a positive way. So that's the first part. So remember, to do it, you're just picking out your best wins and imprinting them. Second part, and again, I just put a little PDF together for you, is just to get hold of the memory imprint journal. Okay, so you can just download that at your convenience. Ideally download 30 of them so that I've given you a 30-day challenge there, right? A 30-day challenge so that you can, on the sheet of paper, whatever, every day, right, write down the appreciations about yourself and your life circumstance. Anywhere from 1 to 3 will do. Even 1 will be good, right? So the appreciations about yourself and your current circumstances. Get used to doing it. And again, I've encouraged you to do this with the gratitude statements and everything. So hopefully it'll make it a bit more real for you, and you'll print these off, and you'll start to write these things down. Also, just take note of everyday evidence of your goals coming true, especially your business goals coming true. What happened that let you know? Synchronicities, magic moments, all that good stuff. Okay, and then I'd like you to get used to writing down the memory of the day. All right, the magic moment, an accomplishment, big or small, using all of the senses, going back, just writing it out, using all of the five senses. And again, that's going to help you on a daily basis, especially if you do it at night. It stops you going to sleep with the worries of the world on your mind. Okay, it makes a massive difference. Again, it takes some getting used to, but it will really, really stand you by. And then the next part, I think you're really going to get a lot out of, because I'm going to give you a process that I'll talk you through just to start to change states in an instant and to stack all the positive states. And let me just, you know, explain it in this way. I call it my total recall exercise. And, you know, it includes some anchoring, if you're familiar with anchoring, which is based on Pavlov's work. You've heard of Pavlov's dogs, or Pavlov would sound a tuning fork and he'd feed the dogs, sound a tuning fork and he'd feed the dogs. And eventually, he just sounds a tuning fork and the dog salivates. So the dogs would be in this intense emotional state. And pretty soon, right, because it was an intense emotional state and simultaneously there was a unique stimulus, right, the tuning fork, the two became neurologically linked. That's what happens. And that's what you want to do to take charge of your emotional states, whether you're going into a one-to-one, going into a situation where, you know it's going to be negative and you want the best outcome possible, right? So you got to ask yourself here, before any situation, before you go on the phone, before you get out and do your contact marketing, before you deliver a presentation, what are the emotional states that I'm going to bring into this situation, right? So again, let's just say that there's a team member being very negative and you tend to get pulled into their negative state. Yeah, then if you're going to meet that person again, then you got to ask yourself, what's the state that I want to be in relation to this team member, right? Is it compassion? Is it understanding? Is it a more dynamic state, right, where you just stack all, which often is what you need, stack passion on top of confidence, on top of unshakable belief, so that, you know, you're pulling them in to your positive state rather than them drawing you in to their negative state. Yeah. So it all depends. It's all going to be different depending on the situation and the individual. But remember, most people are going to allow their emotions to control them, and they're at the mercy and whim of everything else that happens to them. And this will stop that from happening. So I guess what I'm saying as well, I'm suggesting is that rather than just going into these situations, you know, by default and hoping for the best, you go into these situations by design. And it makes all the difference in the world. Remember, in any communication, the person who is most committed to their state, negative or positive, will end up drawing the other person into that state. That's why you've got to master this. That's why you've got to be able to bring up these intense positive states so that they engulf your own negative states and the negative states around you. So, you know, if you're, again, asking the most common questions I get asked, how do I deal with the negative environment that I go home to when, you know, someone in the family is just not supportive at all, or it's a really difficult situation, right? Well, again, if the person opposite you is more committed to their negative state, right, then again, they're going to draw you in. If the person opposite on the phone is more committed to their skeptical state, their doubting state, their closed off state, their story, right, then again, their state is going to engulf your positive state. The teammate, if they are more committed to their state of negativity or irritation or whatever, again, they're going to pull you in. All right? So if your state is more powerful, then at the very least, you won't leave that situation feeling disconnected and disempowered. And that's the key. So deciding what emotional states do you want to be in before you go into those situations. So the first step to doing that is just literally to write down 3 to 4 different empowering states. All right? So let's just say that, and we'll do a practical example here, but let's just say that you want to have positive states such as feeling passionate, right, and feeling confident and having unshakable belief. Okay, well then what you would do, we need to collect those emotional states, right? So you identify those, you write down the events, and then you've got to write down some past events where you experienced that. That's what you do next, okay? So first part, you write down 3 to 4 different states you want to experience. Then you write down 3 to 4 events where you experienced passion, where you felt confident, yeah? Where you pushed past the fear and, you know, you had that absolute certainty, you made the call, you got a result, right? Where, you know, you were asked to speak and, you know, you just went up there and you did it and you felt confident, anything like that. So you write down the 4 or 5 events, okay? So if you want to feel, let's just say you want to feel confident and absolute certainty. Let's say you want to feel resilience or like tenacious resolve or something. Well, you go back to an event, right, where you felt each one of these. Make sense? And then I'm going to get you, and this is what you learn to do yourself, to go back into those events. It's like a journey of consciousness. Yeah? So you begin to feel those states when you go back there. And then you can stack one of those states on top of another, on top of another. So you can be feeling 3 and 4 and 5 empowering states all at once, right, before you go into a negative situation. Does that make sense? You know, it may not make much sense now until you experience it, but you look at the event, you go back there, feel one state. Then you go into another event, right? Let's just say the first event was you're on the phone, you got a result. Let's just say the second was you signed up a person, you got a result, right? And they give you the different states that you want to experience. You just imagine stacking that on top of the first one, on top of the next one, and you'll get better at layering in these states after that, okay? And then once you do that, then I'll have you come all the way back to here and now, and then what you do is you just imagine going into those similar situations where, you know, previously they were negative, where the person, for example, did what they did to push your buttons. Now you're going in there with these emotional states. You're visualizing that, and you're seeing this different outcome. And hey, presto, you'll notice that when you do show up in that situation the next time, you'll be in a different place and you'll get a different result. It's very cool, right, to realize that you can take charge of all this. Okay? Making sense? Are you with me on this? So this is if you wanted to switch states from anything, from procrastination to motivation. If you were feeling confused and overwhelmed, you wanted to feel in complete control or in an understanding state, right? If you wanted to move from being panicked to relaxed and centered, if you wanted to feel that you were stuck and you don't know what to do next to just totally going for it, you know, there are examples of states you might want to switch into where you want to move from a negative stuck state into a positive state. Okay, and remember, it depends on the situation. So there's maybe going to be lots of times when you need a more explosive series of states, right? That have movement, right? That especially when you want to take action, you know, or at times you may want to also, if you're feeling uptight and attached to the outcome, or maybe a state you want to be in is, you know, being in flow and being more healthily detached, right? Where you can start to connect with what I call the magic in your business, your purpose, you know, to feel those feelings of synchronicity where all is right with your world. Okay, so they're all states of mind that you can tap into. Okay, so and it'll take a bit of practice, but it's fun. I want you to see it really as a fun thing. And I use it all the time. I'm in a good place anyway, but before I walk on stage, it's like, you know, it gives me this extra kind of thing. It's like an extra wave of peace and calmness and confidence and power and purpose all at once will come over me, right? Because I can trigger all those states. Something else just switches on, all right? And what we do with this particular process is I'm going to ask you to go back to, let's just give an example, times when you felt super confident, right? And you begin to think about that now, you know, maybe write down an event where you felt really confident, right, in your past. And then maybe another experience where you felt complete and absolute certainty and total conviction. Maybe another time when you felt like, you know, that's it, you just had that tenacity, right? You're just going to get there, and that was it. You were relentless about it, okay? You refused to give up. We talk a lot about boldness and passion. So, you know, times when you had that bold passion about you where you just went for it, right? Can you write down an event where you felt like that? And then I just threw in there, healthily detached. Now, there's all sorts of other states that you want to bring into situations, right? So maybe you want to feel more compassionate, right, when you are with people, right? Well, then, again, you can remember an event, an experience where you felt more compassionate, right? Often, you know, if you've been on my one days, and most people have, I'll get you to bring up maybe a time when you felt unconditionally loved or you gave out unconditional love, right? So sometimes you want to switch into those type of states. If you're frantic and stressed, you want to switch into remembering those times when you just felt a wave of peace and calmness, okay? So during this next process, I'll walk you through it, but I'll ask you to think of those different times in your past, right, when you felt really super confident. I'll get you to go back, to fully return to that time. And you just go back and you step into your own body, seeing what you saw at the time, hearing what you heard, notice what you were saying to yourself, feeling how amazing you felt, as if it was happening all over again. And then you go ahead and turn up all those pictures, sounds, and feelings in your mind. Right? I'll talk you through it. And we talked about Pavlov and having the unique stimulus. Well, it can be anything, but we'll just do one that's very, very common, and that's pressing the thumb and middle finger of either hand together, right? That's what you do every time you experience the peak of the good feeling in a memory, okay? To create an association between the positive state, for example, of super confidence and the physical gesture of pressing the thumb and middle finger of either hand together. So I know some of you have experienced this before, but now what if you were to go deeper and really, really master this? Makes a massive difference, because over time, this gesture or any other gesture that you think of doing, right, becomes like your power confidence switch, right, enabling you to access your most empowering states at will. Make sense? So this is how you overcome any negative states, to replace fear with confidence, procrastination with motivation, like I said. So we need to create that association between that state or those series of states, right, and some simple physical gesture. And it could be anything. You know, some people, you know, will squeeze their wrists. Some people will, you know, use their knuckles and whatever. So it's irrelevant. But it just has to be a unique stimulus, right, that you can identify that point and that gesture and do it in the same way, right? It has to be replicatable over and over and over again. Okay? So this is a process that I use on myself all the time. And I just want you to have fun with this. Don't worry if you don't feel like you're getting it first time. It does take a little bit of practice. Okay? And like I say, I'll record it separately anyway so that you can practice it. So even though I'm going to do it now live, I'll do the same thing that I did last time I'll create a separate blueprint for this, okay, so you can practice it, and I'll put that up in the members area as well. Is that cool? Okay, brill. All right, let me just put the headphones. Let me just put the headphones on here now. Okay. All right, let's see. And as always, you know what I'm going to say. But as always, you can never listen to this or any other recording when you're driving your car. But if you're in a place where you're relaxed and you're ready to practice, then just have fun with this total recall exercise. So allow yourself just to relax completely now. So keeping your eyes closed, but not too tightly. And I want you just to think of a time in your past where you felt really confident, super confident. Think of a specific incident, bring it to mind now, and as you go back in time, go ahead and fully return to that experience now where you step into your body, seeing what you saw at the time, hearing what you heard, notice what you were saying to yourself, and anything else that you notice, any other details, add them in now. Feel how amazing you felt as you feel that super confidence surging through you as you're right there inside of that event. Now go ahead and begin to turn up all those feelings in your mind and body. See that everything is becoming more brighter and brilliant and bigger. And as you keep going through this memory, go ahead and squeeze the thumb and middle finger of either hand together, now amplifying everything. Amplifying those pictures, sounds, and feelings. Notice the bigger the picture becomes, the brighter it becomes, the more confident that you feel. Notice if there's a color of confidence that goes with it. And as you do, feeling it more intensely, go ahead and let go of your middle finger and thumb. Now, I'd like you to think of a time in your past where you felt absolute total certainty, absolute conviction. You were so certain. It was a done deal. Think of that experience, and as you go back in time, fully return to that time right now. Once again, stepping into your body, looking out with your own eyes, seeing what you saw at the time, hearing those sounds, notice what you were saying to yourself. So see it, feel it, hear it with emotion. Feel how incredible you felt as you're right there inside of that event. And once again, amplify everything. Squeeze your middle finger and thumb again. And notice that you can immediately feel the confidence now being mixed in with the certainty. And turn up those feelings of certainty in your mind and body now. See that everything is becoming more colorful and bigger and brighter. Pull it in closer to you. And as you keep going through it now, making everything brighter and richer, the colors that come with it now, the sounds louder and clearer and the feelings stronger, notice that you're absolutely changing your state. That's right. As you let go of your middle finger and thumb, but holding on to all of those great feelings. Now I want you to think of a time in your past, where you experienced tenacious resolve, where there was a challenge, there was an obstacle, but you know what? You just went for it, and you were going to succeed no matter what. You resolved that you were going to win. And go back there, fully return to that time now, stepping into your body. Again, see exactly what was going on that allowed you to experience this state of tenacious resolve. What exactly were you doing? Hear all the sounds that you were hearing. Notice what you were saying to yourself. And amplify all those positive feelings right now. That's right. Feel those emotions surging through you. Feel how powerful you felt as you had that tenacity, as you had that resolve, as you were really going for it, no matter what. And as you do this now, squeezing your middle finger and thumb together, amplify everything even more. Turn all those empowering feelings right up in your body and mind. Notice where you're experiencing all of this. See the colors associated with tenacious resolve now being mixed in with absolute certainty and super confidence. And as you keep going through this memory, making everything bigger and brighter and more colorful, notice how you're absolutely mastering your state as you let go of your middle finger and thumb, but you hold on to all those great feelings. Now, I want you to think of a time in your past where you experienced being in flow and you were healthily detached from your outcome because you really knew that it was a done deal and you felt those feelings of synchronicity, being in the right place at the right time. It was like an effortlessness. Do you remember that? As you go back in time, as you fully return to that time, being in your own body, looking out through your own eyes, and again, see exactly what you were seeing, feel all of those feelings of flow surging through you, and hear any sounds that you were hearing. Notice what you said to yourself inside of your own mind as you're going through the experience. Feel how amazing you felt, where all was right with your world. And once again, go ahead now and squeeze your middle finger and thumb together. Turn up all those positive feelings in your mind, in your body. See that everything is becoming more colorful and bigger and brighter as you really add in any more details to make it more real. As you keep going through the memory, enhancing it, amplifying it, intensifying the positive feelings, notice how great you feel as you just look inside your mind and you see your mind is working for you as all of these good things stand out boldly in your mind and you can just let go of your middle finger and thumb, holding on to all of those great feelings. Now, go ahead and think of a time in your past where you felt those feelings of bold passion, where you had that excitement going on, you felt passionate about what you were doing, but you really seized the moment and you boldly went for it in that state of passion. So think of a specific experience, and as you go back in time, fully return to that time right now, stepping into your body, seeing what you saw at the time, hearing what you heard, and really feeling those positive emotions surging through you from the tips of your toes right up to the top of your head. Again, feel those feelings of bold passion moving through every single cell from the tips of your toes right up to the top of your head as you're right there inside of that event. And once again, squeeze your middle finger and thumb together and you're feeling the bold passion with the tenacious resolve and the flow and healthily detached feeling with certainty and confidence and turn up all those feelings in your mind and body. Make the pictures bigger and brighter and the colors richer, the sounds louder and clearer. And as you go through all of this, notice that you are choosing to feel whatever way you want to feel right now. That's really awesome. And just letting go of your middle finger and thumb, holding on to all those feelings. And just imagine stacking all these states on top of one another. Every time you do it, you'll do better and better. Now just go out now into the future where you want to be at your best. And it can be anything where you want to take ownership of the situation. And you just imagine things going perfectly, going exactly the way that you want them to go. That's right. So be there at that future event and now still holding your thumb and finger together. I want you to feel unstoppable in this future event. see exactly what you see, hearing the sounds that you're hearing, and amplify all those positive feelings, and notice how you can feel super confidence and absolute certainty, tenacious resolve, bold passion, and being healthily detached at the same time, all working for you, all stacking on top of one another, giving you this feeling of invincibility, where you are in charge of your emotional states, and you are making the situation go exactly the way you want it to go. You're in charge of your experience, taking control of your thoughts, taking control of your destiny, powerfully moving forward along your path. Let go of your middle finger and thumb. But imagine just going into any situation from now on where you want to feel unstoppable, on a roll, on purpose, on a mission, feeling all those feelings of confidence and certainty and resolve, tenacity, resilience even, bold passion, being in flow. And anything else you want to add in there, you'll be able to add it in. And you'll see more and more of the results that you want showing up in real life. So just choose one more situation right now that's coming up in the near future where you want to be on top of your game, and go into that situation in your mind now, squeezing your middle finger and thumb and feeling again all those feelings surging through you from the tip of your toes right up to the top of your head. Make everything bigger and brighter and more colorful as you fully step into the greatness of who you're being now. This is who you really are, where you can just move from one state to another to another. You can feel them all just surging through you and overcoming any negative. It's like a negative's bounce off you. It's like you can take action without distraction. You can do what you want to do, feel how amazing you want to feel, and you're engulfing, overpowering any negative states, and you affect anything and anyone around you in the most amazing way because you are taking charge of your state. So coming back, let go of your middle finger and thumb and open your eyes. Okay, so I'm hoping you got the idea of that, and I think you can see how easy it is to do it, right? That you can literally just write down some of those events where you felt those particular states, then you can go back there and you can relive them, right? And by doing that, you're actually re-imprinting them, and it will allow you then to really bridge that gap, right, between that negative state and a positive state that you want to experience. Because sometimes, let's face it, if people are stuck, it can seem to be such a big gap, can't there, between the negative stuck state and the way you want to feel, right, where you don't feel resourceful, where you don't feel like taking action. So it really is possible to just bridge those gaps, right, and create this path that takes you from one state to another to another. And, you know, we're simply creating those new neural pathways, remember, which makes change easy to make. And remember also what we're doing here is we're providing people with the new neurological choices. Yeah, so the next time that you find yourself stuck in an old pattern, in an old state, well, once you kind of do this process over and over again, the new neural pathway becomes an easier road to take. So it makes it easy for change to take place, right? So often people just don't think they can do this, don't think they can change. They're so set in their ways, and it can seem like that because they're too far gone down that negative path. But truthfully, when you start to do this, you realize that it is easy to change habits. It is easy for positive change to occur, right? And it's not taking away options. It's providing you with new choices, new pathways, right? Where previously, perhaps, you maybe felt that you didn't have another choice. So you notice how easy that is? You notice how easy it is and how everything can flow so much better. I think you'll agree. That's why I say I think this is potentially one of the most powerful calls. If you can go over it again and start to practice this, then, you know, if you can reduce your recovery time from a disappointment and a defeat and learn how to switch states, wow, I mean, the world is your playground. It really is. I think you literally can write your own ticket, write your own check, right, in terms of what you want and where you want to go in your business. And, you know, remember, the world around us is nothing but a projection of our consciousness. The people in our lives can't behave in any other way in relationship with us other than the way we project them to behave. So, you know, we teach people how to treat us by the states of mind that we get stuck in, right? And this way, you can literally show up and you can even change, start to change the behaviors of people around you because you have taken the bull by the horns here and you start to take charge of your emotional state. Yeah? So, again, I hope that makes sense. If there's any questions, feel free to submit any questions. And I think, you know, from the comments coming in, this is resonating with people. And just a practical question coming in just when people are listening to the blueprints. I'm still getting that thing where people are saying, well, hey, you know, how can I stay more alert to it? I'm falling asleep. I just wanted to share an experience that if, you know, if I'm listening to something and I've had a long day, lots of meetings or whatever, sometimes the first time I listen to a blueprint, I might not often go to sleep. But you know what I'll do then? Don't you find that at the end of it, when I say come out of it, you come out of it? Then I might just do it all over again, right? And it's almost like my body just needed that time. My mind just needed it just to have a power nap or whatever. And then if I play it again, right, straight after that, then I notice that I'm much more alert, much more aware, and I get an even deeper benefit from it. So that's just one tip. Try it. That's why sometimes it can be good if you've got a half an hour just to put a few of those things on a loop, or certainly if you've got 20 minutes that you could listen to the 20-minute one. And then if you have time, do it again, and you'll notice the second time you're not as sleepy, you're much more alert, and you can go in there and you can really engage your mind. You know, you can really wrap your mind around the outcomes that you want. I would go there very quickly because I'm used to doing it in meditation and everything. But you can really get these amazing experiences, right? It can be like recharging your batteries. It really can be like having hours, the equivalent of hours of sleep in minutes, right? So, you know, just try that out. Try putting them on a loop and listening to a few of them. If there's any other questions, we're pretty much at the end of the call. I think most people have their questions answered from this one. So I'm not seeing any more coming in for now. Also, obviously, feel free to submit questions to me during the week. You know, I get a lot of questions where people message me on Facebook or whatever, and I can incorporate these into the calls as well. So, yeah, that's a great question. Actually, I did get asked that question, you know, earlier today as well. You know, how I can do this myself and I can recognize it myself, but how do I help someone else to realize that they need to reprogram their state, you know? And it's all education, isn't it? It really is. First of all, by you being the example, first and foremost, it's going to really make a difference, right? We know that. We know that, you know, we can't, you know, do people's jobs for them. We can't want it more for them than they want it themselves. But it's like, it's the same thing where someone asked me earlier on, well, how do I get other members of my team to not get as disappointed as they get, right, when they don't achieve their target, right? Same thing, where they move into this lower state, and then they go all out, they get excited, month end comes, all their hard efforts, they don't get the result. And I think as the leader, the more clearly you can put that across, right, when you're dealing with people, that that's what can happen, that that is the game, that you pre-frame them and say, you know what, you're going to achieve these goals, Often, initially, you're not going to achieve them. It'll happen a lot where you don't achieve them in the time frame specified. And it's being okay with that. It's really being okay to shrug your shoulders and say, you know what, and I think I mentioned this before, but initially, a lot of these goals that people want to achieve, they're a best guess initially, because they are not used to setting goals and achieving them and hitting them right on time, okay? But as you advance, as you master this stuff, as you use the formula, as you explain to people more and more, okay, that's feedback. Remember, you're a super achiever. You're a leader here. To the leader, that's called feedback. So it's, what are you going to do now, right? What are you going to do to change it up? You're either going to have to change it up in the inner game or the outer game or both, you know? So I think it's just making it very clear to people that that is a normal part of the process, okay? And that that's the exciting thing. Turn it into an excitement, right, for them. This is wonderful, because that means that you're growing. That means that you're really embracing the challenge. And this business is going to really test you, of course. And that's the wonderful thing. So if you can put it to people, this is going to be wonderful for all of the rest of their life, that they can dig deeper, that they can build character, you know, that they can develop that tenacious resolve, that they can keep bouncing back and be resilient. Right, that's the greatest gift that I think you're going to be able to give people, is the ability to take charge of their states and bounce back. So it's education, really, isn't it? I guess ultimately that's what I'm saying at the end of the day. And often, you know, if people are being downright negative, then sometimes you just have to be totally straight with them and say, hey, you know what? I mean, we're dealing with people's lives here. I understand the power of the Mastermind Alliance. The Mastermind Alliance is, when two or more minds come together in a spirit of harmony, they know that they've got to have a shared vision, keep in flow, and stay out of the negative as much as possible. So hopefully that helps. So remember, I mean, we already know how bad things are, right? We already know, when I coach people, after a while, it's great if they want to vent initially, but then I'll say, okay, we know what's going wrong. We know the bad things that are happening. Right, we know where we're not and where the problems are. So we don't need to keep growing that. We don't need to keep running that program over and over in our minds. Because as you run the program, you grow it. You bring other people into that, then who in the right mind wants more of the same negativity, problems, and struggle? So you'll stop that. Okay, and I think the more that you can incorporate that, you know, that way of thinking, right, into your team talks, your webinars and everything, the better. Okay? Brilliant. All right, people, that is it for this week. Thanks so much, as always, for playing full out. And I think you have the date of the next one. I think it's around Wednesday 21st, as far as I know. And then I'll be letting you know the times in June where we're going for it again, all right? So have a look out for that. Have a look out for the next one that we're doing. And I'll update the calendar very soon with the June one as well. Okay, so fantastic. Thanks as always. Keep going for it. Practice this. Look for this blueprint in the members area in the next 24 hours. Download that and start to practice and master this stuff. Okay, and then I think everything will happen. So have a great rest of the week, next few weeks, and we'll speak very soon. Bye for now.